Hello and welcome, and thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T, joined by my beautiful wife, Reverend A.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. We're going to participate today in another episode of The Best Hour here on Blog Talk Radio. You can find us at blogtalkradio.com/Course Mastery, because we're going to be discussing A Course in Miracles workbook lessons. And today we're on lesson 115. For morning and evening review, we're actually reviewing lesson 99 and 100 today. And before we begin, let's join together for a moment of silence together. Let's take a good deep breath. Lesson 115 for morning and evening review, lesson 99. Salvation is my only function here. My function here is to forgive the world for all the errors I have made. For thus am I released from them with all the world.
And my part is essential to God's plan for salvation. I am essential to the plan of God for the salvation of the world. For he gave me his plan that I might save the world.
On the hour, salvation is my only function here.
On the half hour, my part is essential to God's plan for salvation.
And so it is. Again, let's join together for another brief moment of silence. Giving and receiving are one. There is only the one self. I am one self, united with my Creator. We just reviewed that recently. And so when we look at this lesson and we look at this italicized content, and I often look at the italicized content as prayer. My function here is to forgive the world for all the errors I have made. It kind of, you know, when you're first learning this work, it's like that's a little bit of a mind twister. But when you see that the world is reflective of our thoughts, and it's reflecting back what we are holding, our perceptions, our vibrational consciousness is dropped into a pond and it ripples out into the world and reflects back. And then we want to defend ourselves against the world. You know, we're defending ourselves against our own reflection. You know, so we forgive the world for being reflective of our thoughts, of our emotions, of our thinking, constructive mind of ego thought of fear or guilt, and all the attributes that go along with fear and guilt. For thus am I released from them with all the world. I'm releasing the world and myself, because no one is guilty. Giving and receiving are one. There's nothing out there. If it's one self, I'm only giving to myself. And if I give forgiveness, which is to move back before I gave judgment of how the world is reflecting back me, I'm also forgiving myself for how I'm being and misperceiving who I am, what I am, and how the world is reflecting that continuously back and going forth and back and forth. So this is a beautiful lesson. My part in is essential to God's plan for salvation because the whole plan is for the oneness of the one self. No one part can be left out. You can't leave the house today and leave a part of yourself behind. You know, you can say, well, my left hand is different than my right hand. Is it really? It has different attributes, but it's part of the one self. And so today you can't leave a hand behind or a foot behind. You know, when you leave the house, you got to take it all with you. And so when we look at going home, returning home to the unified self, the one self, it requires that each of us, every one of us, is a part of that plan. No one could be left out. No idea of love in the mind of God. No attribute of love in the mind of God. No idea. As we are spirit, as we said yesterday's lesson, I am spirit. I am an idea in the mind of God, that we can't be left behind. And so our part is essential for salvation, because salvation is the reintegration of all of the mind of the Christ child from fear returning back to love.
That's so beautiful. Yeah, you know, it sounds really beautiful right now, you know, and the way that you explain it. But man, sometimes when I read this, I'm like, what? What do you mean I have to forgive the world for all the errors I have made? I'm like, I don't know about that. And you know, I guess like I can lighten up and you know, take a breath and listen to what you just said and remember that, you know, errors are not sins. Errors are to be forgiven, and errors are nothing. And that the errors have created the world, or made the world as I perceive it. So if I remember that everything is neutral, that happens, nothing is happening to me, that I have made this, that I have the way that I'm perceiving it, you know, that the world as I perceive it is actually my perception, my creation, my making. And when I take that responsibility for that, I rise up from victim consciousness that anything is happening to me. And then I can take that breath and I can remember and forgive myself for the errors, because nothing is really happening that other than my awareness and my consciousness. So it becomes something that I can lighten up about. It becomes something that is the key to my freedom, to forgive the world for all the errors that I have made. I mean, if we think of it collectively, we have, just like we have burdened our body with our judgments, you know, and self-criticism and assigning to it a role that it was never intended to have, so too have we done to the body called the world, and the heaviness and the burden that that is. And as I forgive the world for the errors I've laid on it, you know, just one person, just me, just one son of God, you know, then I free myself. Then I am released from them with all the world. It just takes one. If we are one self, united with our Creator, as you're saying, we're connected. So the hand is deciding not to judge the world this day. The rest just might follow, right? And so each of us is essential. I am essential to God's plan for salvation. That in this practice, it matters. It matters. It's important. And the plan is already accomplished. So I'm going to step in. I'm going to surrender in. I'm going to allow. And so I'm really, you know, I'm forgiving myself my judgments. That's all.
That's all.
I'm just forgiving the judgments that I have made. And judgments are made with the mind of fear. And so there really calls for love underneath it all.
Mm-hmm.
calls to return home, to remember I am not alone, and that that I need do nothing in the outer world this moment. I just forgive the errors that I have cast upon the world. So I guess that voice that's like, what? You know, I can quiet that voice and it's like no big deal. I'm not wrong. I'm still as God created me. I'm still the one self, united with my creator, united with all of creation, united with my brothers and sisters. And welcome to, welcome home.
Yeah, you know what, as you're speaking, I'm seeing this plant, you know, like a sapling or a sprout, and it's Christ consciousness. And we're holding it, each of us. It's been given to us by Jesus. You know, the first one that I can identify with, you know, in form, an expression of an elevated self of form that I can personally identify with and resonate with. And it's like it's a seed that's been given now, and it's sprouting. And we're all, our part is to just continue to nurture this seedling, you know. And to give it care and love, and it's nurturing the world, you know, and its light and its sharing of love and its expression of love, and it's showering the love with shade, you know, and it's covering the world. It's just beginning, you know. But we kind of look at everything linear in time, but there is no time, and this is the holy instant. Happening now, you know, there's no mistakes, namaste.
Yeah.
Right? That funny little story that's been told about that little boy that said namaste because he didn't understand how to say namaste or what that meant. So he just thought the mentor was saying no mistakes, you know, when he would bow and pray. There are no mistakes. We're right where we need to be, right on time, participating exactly the way we need to. The Holy Spirit's got this. Holy Spirit's really doing the work, you know. That's our higher self. It's doing the work. And ours is to quit screaming and kicking and laying down, kicking our heels on the ground and saying, I don't want this, I don't want this. And you said a very important thing. You said it, you know, to be in acceptance and allowance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's all we need to do. This is God. Everything is God.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you remind me of a little kid throwing a tantrum. And in the text, it really talks about that the idols are the toys that we play with, and they're judgments. You know, they're so children playing with judgments and pretending to be the father when they're not.
Yeah.
Pretending to be the author when they're not. And, you know, the whole upside down world that creates and to mature actually in who we are, to be the one self in this expression, is to put those childish toys away. And to mature to grow like the plant through the watering, through the sunlight, through the nurturing, so that we may mature and grow into our role, our place, our role as, you know, being savior of the world. Not of our own making, but of our allowing. Of the Father, Mother, Presence to, and Holy Spirit to guide through us.
Yeah.
And the only thing that's the decisions for us, to help us to mature into who and what we are.
And because the only thing that's holding it prisoner is our own childish judgment, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so when we withdraw that And then we forgive the world for reflecting that judgment back, because we've been blaming the world,
mm-hmm.
you know, for what it's presenting. Mm-hmm. But what it's presenting is our very own judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Then we release the world. We pull back judgment. And now we've matured into the space of allowance and acceptance. And then love becomes the expression that we become, because we become the channel. The body itself becomes the channel of love,
mm-hmm.
the body and mind. And we embrace the ego, the child as well. We nurture it into maturity, to recognizing that those idols, those toys, you know, are no longer serving
mm-hmm.
the world or us as individuals.
Yeah. And
so then we are in the world, but not of the world,
mm-hmm.
no longer trapped by our own reflections.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's this beautiful lesson.
Mm.
We are essential. No one will be left out. For he gave me his plan that I might save the world. And that world is the world I know, the people I meet, places I go, and things I do. I won't go very far today. I won't meet very many people today. But I can bless them all by judging none.
Mm.
That's the world that I am here to save.
Yes.
Yeah. That's how I read it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, thank you. So salvation is my only function here in the hour and in the half hour. My part is essential to God's plan for salvation.
Beautiful. A very doable deal. We love you, Mighty Companion. Thank you for joining us today. Stay the course. We will too.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions, and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send